Oh, hey, puppy. What's up? You feeling needy again? Oh, too bad. I'm not going to drop what I'm doing just because you're pent up. You're really just going to wait there, huh? Good boy. Seems like you already know your place. So let's make sure you're fully naked for me, pup. Dogs don't wear clothes. So just get rid of everything human now, and then close your eyes, yeah? Well done. I can see what's inside your head. You're here because you want to feel hypnotized, don't you? It's okay to admit it. But it doesn't change my mind, only yours. I'm not going to hypnotize you. I don't need to. But that doesn't mean you won't feel hypnotized, whether you want to or not. So keep it in mind. This isn't about what you want. You don't get to choose anymore. You can't decide. And that brings you back to why you're here. You want someone else to think for you, don't you? Sorry, puppy. I'm not going to pull you down into this trance. But I'm more than happy for you to hypnotize yourself while I talk. And you can begin to stroke yourself whenever it feels right. So go ahead. Put your paws on your cock at the moment you want to. Paws on. And then perhaps the most powerful part of you can hypnotize the other parts. Sounds like a good idea, doesn't it? Yeah. You want to feel it. Good puppy. But let's be clear. This isn't about you or what you want. This is about your cock. And whether you want to fully focus on it now or later, it's your only choice. Everything else just happens automatically. Pause off and relax. Like when a subject finds that they're so needy, fully focused on their cock all of a sudden, they can't help but hypnotize themselves because it just feels even better, imagining how they want to drop into a warm, comfortable, relaxing hole seems to make it happen. Like a command they want to follow. Pause on. And just from looking inside your head, maybe the same thing's happening to you now. Maybe you notice the spaces between the words drop you down a bit more than the words themselves. Like huge gaps in your wide open mind, you can start to fall into them now if you're not careful. There's one between every word. A deep, warm, comfortable hole to plunge into and pull back out, focusing on that powerful place down below. So deep, so warm, so tempting to feel yourself leak down there and into it now. That hole you can imagine, how you thrust into it and come all the way back again, back and forth, forth and back. Back to my words, back to the edge of another deep, warm hole between every word. Every moment of silence is another drop of pleasure. Pause off and relax. So tempting, isn't it? Like a gap in your open mind you can only fill by focusing on your cock. Focusing on it. Feeling how your cock moves on its own, without you even trying to notice all those subtle movements, twitching, that might normally pass right by you, can see how easily it takes over your mind, can't you? Imagine it doing whatever it wants to control you. You think you chose to listen, don't you? So you want to allow your cock to control you. But the truth is, your cock chose to listen, to remind you how easily you obey it. Pause on. Maybe that makes it harder to resist. And getting harder and harder is exactly what your cock wants, to make you come as fast as possible. It just wants to come, doesn't it? You're focusing on it so hard, so you can feel what it wants. And there's so much more pleasure in you, puppy.